Hi, everyone. This is Kristen Kolka with the 100 Year Real Estate Investor. And today I wanted to share with you a case study I did recently for one of my clients. This is a client that is a seasoned real estate investor. She had been accumulating some cash in a savings account to take advantage of an opportunity once it came along. And she wanted to see, assuming that she used this money for a real estate opportunity, would it make more sense to run that investment through a 100-year real estate investor policy or to just withdraw the money from her savings account and pay herself back? In addition to the money that she had saved, which was $100,000, she also had the capacity to continue to save $25,000 a year. So I said, why don't we put together some numbers and we can see which way is more efficient for you. If you see on the screen here, the first spreadsheet that we have up is the 100-year real estate investor policy. And so in terms of the outlay or what she's contributing, year one, there's that $100,000 that she had already saved, plus the $25,000 that she's able to continue to save on an ongoing basis. And from year two to year 20, which would be the last year that she put money into this policy, she's continuing to put $25,000 a year in just so she can continue to save for additional opportunities as they come up. What did that $125,000 purchase in terms of death benefit coverage? She has a death benefit of $3.1 million that first year, and she has a cash value of $110,000. So those of you that are familiar with this strategy know that as far as the cash value is concerned, you're able to borrow between 85 and 90% of that cash value within the first month of starting your policy. The greatest advantage that you get from borrowing against your policy versus paying cash for an investment or a big ticket item is that the insurance company does not recognize that you've taken money from your policy when they credit you interest and dividends. In other words, even though you're taking that $100,000 out, you're still getting interest and dividends on $110,000 plus all of the contributions that you're adding to the policy, plus interest and dividends that you've accumulated inside the policy. So your compounding does not get interrupted by borrowing against the policy, right? So you can see here, she borrows that $100,000 from herself. She uses it to invest in that opportunity. And to be on the safe side, we assume that it would take a full year before the cash flow on that new property was enough for her to start paying back the loan. When she did pay back the loan, she thought she could pay about $10,000 a year, and it would take about 13 years to 12 and a half years to pay back that loan in full. In the middle of the 16th year, you can see that that loan would be repaid. And at the end of the 16th year, she'd have $645,000 of cash value and $3.8 million of death benefit. In the 20th year, which would be the last year that she contributed to her policy, she'd have $852,000 of cash value and just over $4 million of death benefit. So very simply, that's how the 100-year REI policy would work. Now, let's compare that to the savings example. So her particular savings account was earning 1.5%. Again, we're looking at $125,000 going in the very first year. And then after the first year, $25,000 a year being added for 20 years. You can see that the ending balance, the end of the first year, is $126,875. Now, I want to pause there for just a minute. A question that I get asked quite often is, this strategy seems too good to be true. What are the downsides or the disadvantages of using the 100-year real estate investor policy to invest in real estate? And one thing that I can say right off the bat here is, dollar for dollar, the first couple of years, whatever you put into the policy, you're not going to have in cash value, right? Now, why is that? It's because you're purchasing a death benefit. You're purchasing insurance coverage in addition to accumulating cash value. So part of that contribution goes to pay for that death benefit. It usually takes about 4 to 5 years before what you're putting into the policy starts to grow by more than the premium. And you see dollar for dollar, your cash value grow versus what you're actually contributing. So, you know, that's really what the downside is you don't have the same dollars in your policy that you're putting in for the first few years. However, that death benefit is a pretty great benefit to get, especially for real estate investors that are taking on debt. That death benefit can really protect and insulate their family members, their loved ones, their business partners from an unexpected death. So moving on here, let's go back to the savings example. You can see that just like with the 100-year REI policy, that $100,000 is taken out of the savings account. And this particular real estate investor is going to treat this withdrawal from her savings account as a loan to herself. So she's going to pay her savings account back the same way she would pay her policy back. And you can see here that we put in here the same loan repayment schedule as the policy. Again, just to keep things apples to apples. The middle of the 16th year, she makes her last loan payment and her balance is $609,000. So let's see how that compares. Let's go back to the policy just to refresh our memories on what the cash value was in that 16th year. And you can see here that the policy grew that cash value, that $110,000, to $645,000, right? So she has between $35,000 and $40,000 of additional cash value just by running that investment through her policy versus using a savings account. And she still has that death benefit in place to protect her family. Let's compare the 20th year. With the savings account, she has $750,000. With the policy, she has $852,000. $100,000 more in the policy versus the savings account. You can see how the growth of these policies gets better and better as time goes on. If you look at the growth between the 19th and 20th year, we're increasing that cash value by just over $50,000. We've contributed $25,000 of that increase. So the actual increase is just over $25,000. With the savings account, our interest credited that year is $11,000 or the $25,000 that we've put in. So we're more than doubling the amount of growth that we can get with a financial vehicle that's just as safe, just as secure, and very close to as liquid as a savings account. Same dollars, just making them work much more efficiently. The other thing to consider with the savings account is every time you're credited this interest, what do you get at the end of the year? You get a 1099 and you have to pay taxes on the interest that you earned. With your policy, as long as your gains are being reinvested into your cash value, you're not going to get a 1099 for those gains. In fact, if you borrow against the gains, you're still not going to get a 1099. So you can use your contributions and your gains, as long as you take them as a loan, income tax free. Okay. And let me take that a couple steps further. So not only are you getting the income tax free growth, you're also getting the income tax free death benefit. And with many of our carriers, if you have a health issue, you can access a good portion, sometimes up to 75% of that death benefit. You can get to it while you're still living if you have a chronic illness, a critical illness, or a terminal illness. So think about all of the benefits that you're getting for these same dollars. The savings, the cash value accumulation, the ability to borrow against that cash value while continuing to earn interest and dividends, the death benefit coverage, the medical benefits in case you have a medical emergency. And all along the way, this cash value is continuing to be available to borrow against. So it's not just the one loan that you're limited to. You don't have to pay this loan back before you can borrow again. As long as you have cash value, you can borrow 85 to 90% of that so you can keep doing this over and over and over again. So I hope that helped. I know that a lot of you like to visualize the numbers when it comes to these kind of strategies and scenarios. So hopefully you enjoyed this presentation today. Thank you so much. If there's anything that we can do to help, if you have any questions, if you'd like to talk to a member of our team, you can go to our website, www.100yearrei.com, and schedule a call. Thank you.